Venetian Legends by Alberto Tozofei. Radio Magica Edition. Narrated by Jamie Ballard and
Paula Spitali. The Seven Sisters of the Bridge of Wonders. Not far from Campo San Travaso lies the Ponte della Maravegge, the Bridge of Wonders. According to a legend, in the tall white palace on the left, looking towards the Grand Canal, lived seven sisters. Six of them were fair, while the seventh, though perhaps not ugly, was a little less lovely than the others. Among the many suitors of the six more beautiful sisters was a young rowing champion named Matteo. Though he was a young man, he suddenly fell ill and his strength began to leave him. He wanted to compete in the Grand Canal, for which he had trained hard, but he had become so weak that he could barely even hold an oar. He believed that Marina, the seventh sister, was a witch, and that she had put a curse on him out of jealousy. So he made plans to take his revenge, and got his opportunity on Good Friday. That evening, while the whole family was visiting the graveyard, Marina stayed home alone. Determined to make the girl pay for her alleged misdeeds, the boatman walked straight toward her house. But as he climbed the steps of the bridge, he realized how unreasonable his intention was. In the distance, he saw the girl inside the house, praying in tears before a crucifix. At that moment, he had a vision. Six stars suddenly appeared in the sky, but they were soon obscured by a seventh, bigger and shinier than the others. Matteo ran into the house and stood in front of Marina. It was as if he had been blind, but now he could see. She looked so beautiful. He then found the courage to confess his mad intentions. The girl blushed and told him that she had actually been praying for him. She had just asked God to take her life rather than his. Matteo was speechless. He took Marina in his arms and embraced her ardently. As he did so, he felt his strength flow back into his body. Everyone knows that love can become a terrible poison, but it can also be an extraordinary medicine. Not only did the boatman fully regain his strength, but in a short time he recovered so well that he was able to win the coveted race. After the victory, the two young people were married with the blessing of all, and Marina's six sisters all served as bridesmaids. In other words, a happy ending to help us remember why, ever since, the bridge has been known as Ponte delle Maravegge.